style ticket and an exclusive meet and greet for only $30. Get your tickets this Friday for the premiere of Star Wars Episode 8 on December 14th at the Price Theater, brought to you by Castle Country Radio and USU Eastern.
Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! Ha-ha! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah! Ah!
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. KOL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscaretti, alongside Travis Anderson. Baseball season is over. It's complete. Can you believe that? Season's done.
Went by pretty quick. It seems like spring training was just here. We were getting to the dog days of the summer, and then all of a sudden November rolls around and the World Series is gone.
I'm ready for pitchers and catchers to report.
Let's get it going now.
Let's just keep rolling. Last night, the Astros become World Series champions for the very first time.
Pitch on the way. Ground ball right side into the shift to his left Altuve. Has it in short right. Throws to first. And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions. For the first time ever, the Astros are baseball's best.
Okay, now both you and I picked the Dodgers to win Game 7 yesterday. Which, look, Game 7 at home, you got to take care of business. That's a 2 straight years in a row now someone is not taking care of business at home.
Nick Cleveland last year and then the Dodgers this year and the Dodgers. So many opportunities last night, left a lot of runners on base. And if you go back to our conversations with Borenstein, that was one of his concerns moving along with the Dodgers about the runners left on base. And it finally caught up with them last night.
Unable to manufacture runs, having to live on the deep ball. That was a problem for the Dodgers the entire night. Now, for the Houston Astros, and again, we got to make this about the Astros. The Astros won. The Dodgers didn't lose it. The Astros won it. And they jumped out early. They did exactly what they needed to do. They came out. They took the crowd out of the game. They scored 5 runs in 2 innings. And because of that, they're World Series champs. Outside of the first 2 innings, this was an even-keel game in which 1 run was produced. Clayton Kershaw was great last night when he came in a relief effort for Darvish. I thought that as far as, you know, Morton was outstanding last night. McCullers was pretty good. Peacock was okay. Liriano was okay. Davinsky was okay. I mean, all in all, it was the best pitching performance that we've seen since Game 1. Maybe even Game 2. Because there just wasn't a whole lot of production outside of those first 2 innings. Yu Darvish struggled once again. I don't know what it was with Darvish. The slider just did not work for him in the series, and the Astros took full advantage of it.
Yeah, for the Dodgers, they had to get it out of that first inning without giving up any runs, and it was a stress inning for Darvish right off the bat, and you had an error at second base,
Bellinger
thrown over first,
Bellinger
thrown over first,
an error, yeah.
And that just kind of opened the floodgates a little bit in that first inning.
I mean, as far as you know, the game itself goes, and you look at what the Dodgers accomplished and what the Astros accomplished, the guy that we kept talking about two guys for Houston all series. And it wasn't Altuve, it wasn't Correa, it wasn't Gurriel. The two guys we continued to talk about were George Springer and Alex Bregman. Those were the two most important players for the Astros in this series, and we can get into this a little bit later. We're going to talk about both teams a little bit later on in the show. But as far as Dave Roberts allowing Yu Darvish to pitch back to George Springer, that's a questionable decision that is going to be talked about throughout the entire winter if you're a Dodger fan or a National League fan in general. I think Darvish needed a shorter leash. I do not question Dave Roberts for starting Darvish in this game at all. I do question allowing him to pitch once again to Springer, who has been on fire, was on fire this entire series, ties a World Series record with 5 home runs. That's what I question.
That's when you go get it before the Springer at-bat. If you're only going to use Morrow for that one at-bat,
yeah,
there's your at-bat where you use Morrow, go to Kershaw. At that point, it's only, what, like a 3-0 game at that point?
It's a 2-0 game. It was a three-run shot, if I remember right.
Yeah, so that's the at-bat.
It was a two-run shot.
That's the at-bat you probably want back where you go get Darvish.
Probably. But at the end of the day, the Astros found a way to produce runs. Do you believe the Astros are the best team in Major League Baseball?
No.
You really don't think so?
I still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Then what happened over the past seven games?
Game two is the one where you had the
best
closer in baseball, Kenley Jansen. He's getting that kind of money, and that's the game that you want back. That's why the Dodgers didn't win the World Series, is because they didn't win game two.
I think Houston's the better team. I really do. Although the Dodgers had their opportunities last night, again, looking at the box score, they had six hits compared to five for Houston. They were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, left 13 runners on base. I get that. That's a glaring stat. But looking at this Astros lineup front to back, Springer was great. Bregman was great. Altuve is Altuve. Correa was very good in this series. Had a hit again last night. Gurriel, despite all of the controversy surrounding Gurriel, he was very good. Brian McCann, who was batting 160 going into the World Series, was good.
Showed off his wheels, didn't he? Third.
Scored last night. Marlon Gonzalez was very good in this series. So front to back, the only weak link on this Astros team offensively in the World Series was Josh Reddick. That's it.
Yeah, he was putrid.
Now you look at the Dodgers lineup. They batted, I think, 267 throughout the World Series. It's amazing that with the offensive firepower that Houston possesses and the Dodgers batting close to 270 for the World Series, it's amazing that this went seven games in itself. Maybe that's where you're going with saying they're the better team. I don't know. They didn't have an answer for Houston offensively. And the one thing that surprises me most about this World Series, the Dodgers won a game in which Dallas Keuchel pitched. They won a game in which Justin Verlander pitched. To me, that was the recipe to winning the World Series. I didn't think Houston would have a chance if both Keuchel and Verlander lost a game in this series. They both lost a game, and the Astros still won. So tip your hat to Morton, tip your hat to McCullers, and to this Houston offense. They had an answer for everything. Plus, they won two road games in the World Series, which is tough to do.
It is tough, and the Dodgers couldn't take advantage of knocking off Verlander and Keuchel, come up short in Game 7, and really, if those young kids, they're going to be back. The Dodgers are going to be fine.
Both these teams will.
Yeah, these two teams are going to be battling for a long time. It's just on that stage with those young kids and stuff, it's just the moment must have been too much for the Dodgers last night.
Cody Bellinger was not good in the series.
No.
He wasn't good.
And he is my X-Factor yesterday.
Yeah, and he struggled once again. I thought maybe the tables had turned for him in Game 5, Game 4 even. Mm-mm, it didn't. He wasn't good at home in the World Series. He just wasn't. Now, as far as the betting odds for next season, those have been released. I believe the Dodgers are a 5-1 favorite to win the World Series next year. Houston is 6-1.
The Dodgers are the favorite, yep.
I think it's entirely possible that we see these two teams again.
Yankees were up there as, the third or fourth favorite.
Yeah, we'll get the Vegas odds, go over it for next season. Like I said, I'm ready for pitchers and catchers to report. That's not until February.
Yeah, we got all winter now to see what movement and see what happens. What happens with Giancarlo Stanton and the other big-name pitchers.
Yeah, there's some fun storylines coming out for Major League Baseball. It would suck to be a free agent this year because a lot of teams are gearing up for 2019. So going into this season, if you're a free agent, you're probably not going to get the payday that you would get in 2019, but hot stove baseball talk. It's going to be here before we know it. Let's talk about a sad story in the NFL today. It was breaking news about 2 hours ago. Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans quarterback, tears his ACL in practice, and he is done for the season. That's according to multiple outlets. Sources broke this earlier today from the Houston Texans practice. It was during a non-contact drill. Deshaun Watson goes down, season-ending injury. Tom Savage will now be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. This is terrible.
Yeah, that kid was having a spectacular season, on his way to winning the Rookie of the Year, having the Houston Texans possibly in the playoffs, and then this happens. It stinks.
Here's how big of a blow this is for the Texans, who are 3-4. Watson's total quarterback rating is 81.9, leads the NFL, and it's the highest for any player in his first seven career games in the past 10 seasons. He also ranks first in rushing yards among quarterbacks and is tied for first in touchdown passes. And the Texans became contenders in the AFC South on the shoulders of Deshaun Watson. Go back to that opening week game against Jacksonville. The Texans were awful in that first half. I mean, that offensive football was downright ugly. It was hideous. And Bill O'Brien went to Deshaun Watson in the second half. And while they didn't win that game and Watson didn't necessarily have the best game, he showed signs. And from that point on, the Texans have been a legitimate contender in what is a down division this year in the AFC South. They're in some serious trouble now because Tom Savage is not a good quarterback. We've got to see this guy a couple of times. He's not good.
No, and that just opens the door for Tennessee to take that division and run with it now without Watson.
Yeah, this is a kid I really like. He's a great person. I love the character of Deshaun Watson. But on top of that, he's a rare breed. And I know that, look, if you get to the NFL, you dominate in high school. If you get to the NFL, you're a standout in college. I get that. It's so rare that you see a kid dominate high school at the quarterback position and then dominate college at the quarterback position and then go to the NFL and have the immediate success that Deshaun Watson has had. And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about putting up good college football numbers. This kid dominated college football. Didn't win a Heisman, which I thought was a shame to begin with, but he won a national championship in college, won multiple state championships in high school. And I thought this could be the rare breed that just has instant success at each level. Unfortunate that his season is done now. And again, for Bill O'Brien and company, I don't know where they go next. I don't think Tom Savage is the answer. It's terrible timing as well because the trade deadline has just passed. So your options are going to be very, very slim. This is a terrible story to be talking about in the NFL. Deshaun Watson put together a brilliant rookie campaign, and now it's done.
Yeah, it stinks for all of us fans, NFL fans everywhere, that this kid is done because Houston was going to make the playoffs with him.
Yeah, I think they were. I really think
And then
they
who
were.
Knows what happens. You get that first-round playoff game because they're going to win the division. It's a home game.
Hey, we were having this conversation back in the sales department earlier today. The Seahawks-Texans game, if you missed it, that was fun.
Back-and-forth shootout.
It was. And I love defensive football. But I kind of marveled at Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. That's what made it fun, watching these two guys just create, moving inside and out of the pocket. I mean, it was very, very entertaining football. And, boy, that's the last we're going to see of Deshaun Watson this year. We've got a break for just a moment. Before we do that, I want to take a look at the schedule in the NBA. There's definitely some important games. It's a short slate tonight. We only have two. Golden State takes on San Antonio, but that's a marquee matchup.
It's a good matchup. Two of the powerhouse Western Conference Finals last year rematch, so I like that matchup.
And then we get the Lakers and the Blazers tonight at 8:30. As far as the Blazers go, they're looking to rebound from a loss to the Utah Jazz. The Jazz remain perfect at home with a 112-103 win over Portland yesterday.
Yeah, Ricky Rubio comes through big, and that's the reason
why.
Yeah, that's why the Jazz go out and get this guy, is because of what happened last night.
I like Rubio. He's not flashy. If you look at the statistics, he's not going to be someone that just bounces up at you. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, doing the dirty work. As far as the shooting percentage goes, that's something that I know a lot of people, for some reason, were concerned about.
Hey, who cares?
I really don't.
I don't
To be
care.
Honest, I really don't. I mean, he's putting up 17 points a game. His player efficiency rate is just under 20 at this particular time of the year. To me, this kid's the real deal. I mean, this was a great pickup for the Jazz. And his field goal percentage, he's shooting over 40% for the year. So early on, I get it, but the Jazz get a win over the Blazers. Again, only two games in the NBA tonight. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to move over to the local scene.
Mom guilt. We all feel it. Our after-school hours are packed with games, practices, lessons, homework. Between work, grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning the house, how do you do it all and still get a delicious meal on the table every night? Moms, it's time to let it go. KFC has dinner covered. Pick up an 8-piece meal deal tonight. KFC's Extra Crispy $20 fill-up has 8 pieces of crunchy Extra Crispy chicken, a large coleslaw, 4 biscuits, and 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy. Enough for the whole family. Feed the family and make it to all your events, too. With KFC, it's always a win-win.
You do everything to keep your kids safe when you load them in the car. You have the best car seats, you buckle them every time, you check your mirrors before pulling onto the road. But is your next thought, I hope my car makes it through one more winter? If you're worried your car is going to let you down, it's time to see the lending specialist at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Getting into a dependable car is easier and more affordable than you might think. And the specialists at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union are happy to work with you to help you find the right loan. Payments you can afford, interest rates you're comfortable with, and of course, a car you can now depend on. Take the next step to keeping your kids safe this winter. Come into Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and get pre-approved today.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
There's one lesson here I'd like you to learn. It you can't buy trust. It's got to be earned. So take your money to people you trust. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.
Steve and Jenny, the bus is here. Have a good day at school. I had to get started with cleaning. Let's see. I'll start with the bathrooms, then dusting and vacuuming. Oh, I really need to clean the blinds.
Stop. Drop that cleaning rag and give Made For You a call. Let the professionals at Made For You do your house cleaning, from dusting, mopping, even washing windows. Give them a call at 650-3341.
Ah, the kids are at school and my house is clean.
Give Made For You a call for a free estimate at 650-3341.
Because we're the only ones who appreciate your dirt.
Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. With the completion of the fall sports season, the Emory Spartans are now gearing up for the winter schedule, which will begin on Tuesday as the swimming team plays host to meet at the Emory County Aquatic Center. Now, the winter sports season will feature boys and girls basketball, drill team, swimming, and wrestling. The swim team will participate in the first two events of the new season, hosting on Tuesday and then traveling to Cedar City at the end of next week. The boys basketball team will begin the season on November 21st as they travel to Delta for a non-region tilt with the Rabbits. Other key dates on the schedule will include a home contest with Carbon on December 6th and the beginning of region play against Richfield on January 3rd. After a runner-up performance in the 2A classification in 2016 and the 17 season, the Emory Lady Spartans will begin the basketball year on November 21st. This will be a home game with Bryce Valley. League play will begin for the Lady Spartans on Tuesday against the Richfield Wildcats on the road. Now, you can get your complete Emory High School winter sports schedule by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. You'll find it underneath the sports section. Now, Emory High School is not the only high school, obviously, here in the Castle Country area gearing up for the winter sports season. The Carbon Dinos will also participate in all five sports, and their season will officially begin Friday as the swim team travels to Skyline for a two-day meet. The season will consist of 13 separate competitions throughout the early part of February. Under second-year head coach Kyle Wilson, the boys' basketball team will open up the 2017-18 season at home against Tooele on November 21st. Following the season opener, the Dinos will travel to Colorado for a three-game and three-day stint beginning on November 30th. Once again, under head coach Ted Bianco, the Lady Dinos will open up the basketball season on November 30th in Uinta against Wasatch Academy. And entering year two under head coach Brock Fawcett, the wrestling team will begin practice on November 6th. The annual Blue and White exhibition will take place on November 22nd. You can also get a complete schedule of the Carbon High School winter sports seasons at CastleCountryRadio.com. Now we stick with Carbon High School, and the girls basketball team will play host to a youth camp for girls between 3rd and 8th grade, and that'll take place on Friday, November 10th at the school's new gym. The camp will begin at 6 p.m. and it will run for roughly 2 hours. Those in attendance will receive instruction from the coaching staff and players on this year's roster. The cost to participate is just $20. Those who do participate will have the opportunity to work on fundamentals such as dribbling, shooting, passing, and while also learning the program's basic philosophies. Registration for the camp will take place prior to its start. For more information, parents are encouraged to contact head coach Ted Bianco at 650-0507. And we end by moving over to the national sports scene, where tonight on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, NFL football makes its return for the beginning of Week 9. The Buffalo Bills will travel on the road tonight to meet the New York Jets in a major AFC East showdown. The Buffalo Bills right now are trying to run down the New England Patriots for first place in the division. Live coverage is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. with pregame coverage. Kickoff will follow at 6:25. And remember, you can continue to listen to NFL football every Thursday on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. You'll find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Ready to start planning those holiday get-togethers? Yes, you heard me right. Holiday get-togethers are just around the corner. Don't wait until the last minute to get your catering scheduled. Big Mo's can cook a full meal, or you can choose meat and cheese trays with pasta or potato salad. Don't forget the mouth-watering rolls, yummy cookies, or fresh homemade pies. The holidays will be here before you know it, and your to-do list is only going to get bigger. Get your holiday dinner party checked off now. Call Big Mo's today at 636-0451.
Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, adjacent to Castleview Urgent Care, will open this fall. At Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, they offer home delivery as well as a convenient drive-through window. The pharmacists and pharmacy techs at Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy are there to help you get your prescriptions filled and make sure you understand how you're supposed to take it to get you on track to better health. Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, great service with a smile.
Polaris, Yamaha, Can-Am, Arctic Cat, or Kawasaki. It doesn't matter which side-by-side you think is the best. Bent Metal Off-Road is the best for custom outfitting of your machine. Go to BentMetalOffroad.com.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Beagles.
We're down to the final couple of competitions for the fall sports season. In fact, the women's volleyball squad for USU Eastern will participate in the region and the conference tournament this weekend. After that, we're done as far as fall sports. This weekend, we get basketball, both the women and the men for USU Eastern. They'll be competing in Casper, Wyoming. A lot happening with USU Eastern athletics in general. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. Greg, always a pleasure. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely, Greg. Let's dive right into it and start talking about the fall sports season, because it's not quite over yet. In fact, we have a very busy weekend coming up for the volleyball team. But outside of that, soccer has wrapped up, and actually basketball's off and rolling to pick up on the winter side of things. But let's start by talking about the soccer squads. I know you were down at the conference tournament in Henderson. Southern Nevada played host to it. There were some exciting games. The women actually represented in the conference championship game. So all in all, it was a fun weekend of soccer.
It was a very good weekend. A lot of excitement. The women, very exciting game over Salt Lake, and penalty kicks ended up winning to get into the championship. You know, they lost to the eventual champion Snow, who Snow has not lost a game all year on the women's side. Unbelievable team. And I mean, it really seemed like that that overtime penalty kick win over Salt Lake, when you play, you know, two days in a row, a game like that on the first day make it a little bit more difficult. Yeah. But the women took the region runner-up award and were played an amazing tournament. It was really exciting. On the men's side, they had to start with the host school, and that's never a good thing to be playing a team on their own field. And it didn't go their way in that game, but represented well and had representation on the all-region team and the all-tournament team. So pretty exciting weekend.
I haven't been able to catch up with Coach Bennett yet. Our schedules just haven't meshed up to this point, so we haven't gotten our season wrap-up interview. But from a vice chancellor standpoint, how happy are you with the way the soccer teams performed this year?
Very happy. I think that this year there was an understanding, especially on the women's side, that they were going to be very young, that there was a lot of sophomore talent last year that left, and so it was going to be a freshman-heavy team. And to see them get to that championship game, I think, bodes very well for where they're going to be next year as well, and to see them come together that way. On the men's side, I don't think there's any question that this is the most competitive conference, and it's crazy to say that 2 years in, but you've got three, potentially four teams on the men's side that could go and compete with anybody in the country. And so it's exciting to see what's happening with soccer, and to see, you know, a conference that didn't exist 2 years ago now have five teams, and within another year or two, that could be up to seven. It could be the biggest sport in our conference, and it didn't exist 2 years ago. And so it's definitely changed the way that we recruit. It's changed the product that we need to put on the field to be competitive, just because Salt Lake, Snow, College of Southern Nevada are all putting very competitive products on the field, both on the men's and women's side.
You know, and I talked to you about this before, and I got to go back to it, because at the end of every soccer year, it becomes more and more obvious that soccer is growing here in this local area. And I firmly believe that USU Eastern is not solely responsible, but they, you know, a large part of why soccer has grown here in the community is because of what you guys have been able to accomplish in such a short period of time at the school.
I think there's an excitement that comes from any kind of competition at a very high level. And so when you look at soccer and to see what happened at Carbon High School, that they were on the cusp of starting a team when it didn't make a lot of sense to start soccer. Yet they did. And mm-hmm. and so there's been a love in this community for a while, but to see it come in at this level and be able to see that kind of excitement, I think really helps it as well. What PYSA does, what Carbon Rec does, to have both the rec and have traveling teams at all ages, it's growing to see the fields that are taking place and being built right now on our campus, to see what the county has done to invest in fields, to see what the high school has done to invest in fields. This is a community that just a few years ago, you couldn't find great soccer fields anywhere. And now we've got enough that we could host tournaments, competitive tournaments for throughout the state. Those things are happening in such a short amount of time. It seems long when you're waiting to play on it, but man, it's happening quickly.
And I don't think that you guys could have picked a better candidate to start up a soccer program than Coach Bennett. His attitude is perfect for a team that's trying to get competitive and start. I mean, and you guys, it was like baptism under fire for this team when you guys first started. You were traveling to Texas and all over, didn't play any home games. It just seems like Coach Bennett was the perfect guy for this job.
I can't even imagine a better coach than Coach Bennett in every way possible. That not only is he just a great coach and puts together a competitive program, but what he's meant for building that program. You know, with soccer up until last year, you were looking at 18 letters of intent or scholarships on both the men and women's side, so 36 spots on scholarship, and he had 80 to 90 student athletes. And so we fielded a third team, a junior varsity men's team. This year they upped the number of letters of intent to 24 on each side, and even with two other teams in the state, even with them recruiting the same student athletes, we're still at 90 soccer players. It's amazing what he's done to build the program. And when you talk to other people who know him across the country, nobody's surprised at the success he's having here, because they know the success he's had everywhere he's been.
It's definitely been impressive. Again, we're joined right now by Greg Dart, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor. Greg, with that being said, once we get past, you know, the next couple of weeks, volleyball will be complete. They're actually traveling for the conference tournament this weekend.
Yeah, so our volleyball team will be in Ephraim this weekend for the conference tournament. Very exciting season for the volleyball team, and are excited to go into the conference tournament. So they will start on Friday against Colorado Northwestern, and if they can get by them, then they have CSI waiting. Kind of strange how it worked with volleyball this year. You had a three-way tie on top of the conference between Snow, CSI, and Salt Lake, and they each beat each other, but didn't lose much else throughout the entire season, conference or non-conference. To have three teams that have legitimately spent most of the time in the top 10, and four teams out of six that have been ranked for the bulk of the year, with Utah State Eastern being the other. Once again, there's no question, absolutely no question, that this is the most competitive conference in volleyball in the country.
And I think it's the most competitive volleyball team that I can remember at USU Eastern.
Yeah, so this team has been ranked throughout the year and lost very few in non-conference, and has been competitive throughout the conference season as well. And so it is what Coach Danielle Jensen has done, and Stacey Mortensen with that team is nothing short of amazing. They are competing at the highest level, and it's exciting going into tournament. I fully expect to see them on Friday evening playing against CSI for a chance for something more.
Now, while we don't want to jump too far ahead, but we are on the cusp of basketball season. In fact, this weekend, both the men and the women will travel to Casper, Wyoming. It's a grind. The college basketball season is a grind at the JUCO level. For those who are unaware, it's the longest collegiate season. We're talking D1, D2, D3. I mean, it's the longest. Junior college basketball spans the longest time frame of any sport for college.
It is. A grind is the best way to describe it. You know, things start in October. You really get in November in earnest from the 1st of November. But man, it is a grind. It takes a toll, and it's exciting though. And we'll have home games starting here in a week. You'll see conference play starting in January. And once again, very exciting, a very exciting conference schedule, a very exciting schedule. And I think we've got a returning All-American on the women's side. We've got very high hopes on the men's side. Exciting year for basketball as well.
Yeah, so the third year, which you can't believe it's year three already, of Coach Morgan Warburton Nelson and Chelsea Warburton. 3 years these two have been together now. I can't believe how fast time flies. And then on the men's side, we have Coach Ray Jones, who's a lot of fun joining Coach Vando this year. I've had a blast getting Coach Jones here in the studio. It's a fun environment around the basketball teams.
It is. There's no question. And I think if you look at the talent level that we have this year, there is a lot of reason to be excited. On the women's side, I don't think anybody questioned that what Coach Warburton and Coach Nelson would be able to put together, and you know, a few years of recruiting, and they're all their recruits, and they've got probably as much talent as we've seen in quite some time there. On the men's side, Coach Vando brings something as far as international recruiting that is hard to replicate. And then to have Coach Jones, who spent time in this state, played at SUU, understands junior college because he played in junior college, and just the excitement that he brings, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it definitely is. In basketball, Greg Dart just said, it is a grind, but it's a fun grind. And I also, Greg, we can touch on this briefly before I let you go. The conference schedule's changed up a little bit this year. We're only going to see teams three times this year instead of four. Every coach is going to love that.
Yeah. The only thing that would make them happier is if we had more teams and you only played them twice.
Right.
But, yes, instead of four, it will be three, which is tough because it's unbalanced. You play two home and one away, or one home and two away, but it is a better schedule. There's absolutely no question. And you know, those conference games, it's tough every time. And when you go on the road, it's really tough. And nobody likes to go play anywhere in our conference, really, because they know that they're going to get a tough environment. And that's one thing that we've really put a focus on over the last couple of years, is how do we build an environment for those conference games that people are just dreading to come play in Price, because they know that it's going to be loud, it's going to be exciting, there's going to be a lot of people there. We've every year when we've done our fan appreciation night, we've done most of those against Snow College.
They don't like it.
They do not like it at all. The coach says something to me every time, like, how in the world do you have this many people here? And we just tell him it's just for him. So.
Coach Nielsen can handle that, right?
Exactly.
He's been around for a while.
He has.
Greg, it's always fun to get you in and talk athletics. I know we're going to be talking a lot more here very soon. Thank you for the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Greg Dart, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor, taking out the time to join us and talk athletics. We've got a break for just a moment. More coming up. We'll start wrapping up the baseball season. Last night, the Houston Astros claimed their first World Series championship. They topped the Dodgers 5-1, did all of their damage in the first two innings. We'll talk baseball when we return.
Feeling stressed out lately? It might be because of your slow internet connection. According to recent studies, delays in loading web pages and videos increase our heart rate and produce a level of stress equivalent to watching a horror film. Let Emory Telcom help reduce your stress level. With eFiber from Emory Telcom, you'll get the highest internet speeds available. Internet speeds up, stress levels down. Fast downloads and TV like no other. Lower your stress level today and call Emory Telcom, 613-9605.
Gagan Family Medicine is excited to announce that they're adding nurse practitioner Tiffany Noyes to their great team. Tiffany grew up in Carbon County and has a great reputation as an RN in the local community. Tiffany will be available at both the Price and Huntington locations. Gagan Family Medicine's focus is expert personalized care and wellness advice for your whole family. And the addition of nurse practitioner Tiffany Noyes continues this focus. Call 613-2200 for an appointment today.
Castle Country Radio and USU Eastern are teaming up to bring you a special one-night-only event on Thursday, December 14th for the premiere of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. This one-of-a-kind event will give you and the whole family an opportunity to fully immerse yourself into the Star Wars universe on Thursday, December 14th at the Price Theater on Main Street. The evening will include characters from the 501st, giveaways, and a full night of entertainment leading up to the premiere of Star Wars Episode 8 at 7 p.m. Get your tickets beginning Friday at 8 a.m. at Castle Country Radio on Carbonville Road. Remaining tickets will then go on sale at 10 a.m. at KOALBargainBin.com. General admission tickets start at $10 with a limited number of VIP tickets that include a collector's popcorn tub, drink cup, a t-shirt, a special lanyard-style ticket, and an exclusive meet-and-greet for only $30. Get your tickets this Friday for the premiere of Star Wars Episode 8 on December 14th at the Price Theater, brought to you by Castle Country Radio and USU Eastern.
Save the date for Thursday, November 9th, and plan to attend the business conference at USU Eastern. Spend the day learning from today's business leaders. This is a great opportunity to grow your business. Register now and save 40%. To register, visit the website usueastern.edu/business conference. Come enjoy keynote speakers, breakout sessions, networking opportunities, and more at the USU Eastern Business Conference, Thursday, November 9th from 8 until 2 at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center.
Check everything off your Christmas list this year with the help of Desert View Federal Credit Union. Come into a branch today and take advantage of their low-rate holiday loan special. Just in time for the holidays, you can borrow up to $1,000 for just 7.99% for 12 months. That's a whole lot more jingle in your pocket, which means you can spread a lot more Christmas cheer. Desert View Federal Credit Union, your holiday helper.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family with the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work. Emory Medical Center gives quality health care in one convenient location with doctors and physicians who put the patient first. Emory Medical is excited to announce the return of physician's assistant Lowell Morris. To make an appointment with Lowell or any of the other trusted providers, call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center, your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
This is Derek Favors, number 15 from the Utah Jazz. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
3-point game, Harris. Pick and roll it. Favors takes it strong! And one! Oh my! Watch Derek Favors take a leap right here.
It's the little conversations that you have during commercial breaks. Don't ask me how we got on this topic. Worst actor.
Arnold.
You really think so?
He's not good. And none of his movies are.
What's his best?
Kindergarten Cop.
I gotta go Jingle All the Way.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Jingle All the Way is good, but he's not good in it. It's
no.
It's just a good movie.
He's a terrible Turbo Man.
It's funny. Maybe it's funny because he's bad, I don't know.
That's probably why.
You think he's the worst?
I couldn't think of anybody that is worse.
Well, let's talk about something good. If you're a Houston Astros fan, it was the World Series last night. You know, the talk of the Dodgers and the Astros getting together next year of the World Series, it's highly improbable in baseball because so many things have to go right. Like in the NBA, I don't care what's happening right now in Cleveland. The Cavaliers are still my pick to come out of the Eastern Conference. They are. until something drastically bad happens to more than just LeBron James on that team, they're still going to come out of the Eastern Conference. And nobody is going to convince me otherwise that the NBA champion is not the Golden State Warriors at the end of the year. Football and baseball are different beasts. And they're different because one man cannot change the entire course of a team. He can help put a team over the top. We saw that with the Astros and Justin Verlander. But I think if you put LeBron James on pretty much any other team in the NBA, for one, if you're out of the playoffs, you're in the playoffs with LeBron. And if you're in the playoffs without LeBron and you add him, you're a championship-contending team. I don't know that that's the case in baseball or football. So that's why it's hard to predict. But looking at what these teams have coming back next year, free agents for the Houston Astros, Francisco Liriano. Okay.
See ya.
Cameron Maben.
Bye.
Luke Gregerson.
Bye.
Tyler Clippard.
See ya.
Carlos Beltran.
See ya.
Not going to miss any of those guys. The Dodgers, on the other hand, have next to really no one again. Yu Darvish.
Goodbye.
They're going to miss Darvish. I don't think Darvish comes back, but they will miss him. I know everyone has that, the last image you have of Yu Darvish. It's him stinking it up in the World Series. Darvish is a big reason why the Dodgers got to the World Series. It was a huge move at the trade deadline.
He's going to get a lot of money from someone, maybe the Cubs, because they're going to lose a lot of starting pitching.
Rangers. I think he goes back home.
I'll say Chicago.
Granderson. Curtis Granderson is terrible.
Yeah, you can let him go.
Franklin Gutierrez.
You can let him go.
Brandon Morrow.
That's one guy that you could look at. I like Morrow.
I like Morrow, too. Chase Utley, done.
Yeah, and Tony Watson. Tony Watson's fine.
Watson was okay. So, free agent-wise, neither team has anyone that is really going to just completely disrupt this franchise that they leave. Now, as far as arbitration-eligible players, and we look at the Houston Astros, World Series MVP, George Springer. And I wanted to get to this clip earlier in the show. He was so good in this World Series. Boy, he was good, wasn't he?
It just seemed like that guy was on base every time, and there was no,
he was seeing beach
no weakness.
Balls.
Yeah, you couldn't get him out.
No, you couldn't. He was seeing beach balls. Last night, knocks a two-run shot, made it 5-0 Astros in the second inning. He talked about that moment.
My plan and my approach was to get something out over the plate, get to something I could drive. If I was going to go down, I was going to go down on my own accord. And I just remember swinging and hearing the sound of the bat, and I knew it was a good sound, and then I saw the flight of the ball, and I got to first base and around third and got home, and that's a crazy feeling. It's a very surreal feeling, because this is game seven. This is what you dream of as a kid, and for that to happen is indescribable.
Class act, a very good baseball player, ties a World Series record for 5 home runs in 7 games. You earned it, buddy.
He
earned it.
And he earned himself a nice little payday coming up.
And there were a lot of Dodger fans that I know don't like the Houston Astros. That's fine. I told several of them last night on social media, go ahead and be mad at Gurriel if you would like. Maybe Altuve rubs you the wrong way. That's okay. You can't say anything bad about George Springer. Can't say anything bad about that kid. All he did was go out and play baseball and play very, very well. In fact, throughout the postseason, he was batting close to .300. But he was great in the World Series. That kid was great. And the Astros are going to be very good next year. Remember, they have Justin Verlander back for another season. And I don't know what the deal was, what the hang-up was on teams that had interest in Justin Verlander around the deadline. Was it that you got to pay him 20-something mil next season? Is that what he's making, like $22 million or something?
$22 million. Maybe Verlander didn't want to leave. Maybe he wanted to finish his career with the Tigers. I mean, he pulled that deal at the last second to accept that trade to Houston at the last second. He didn't want to go. He wanted to stay with the Tigers. And finally, at the last second, he signed off on it. I mean, they barely got that deal in.
They don't win the World Series without Verlander.
No.
They don't get to the World Series without Justin Verlander.
It changes good for everybody. He was stuck in Detroit for a long time. I mean, he was the face of that franchise. And I think he just needed a fresh start, and he got that in Houston, and it paid off.
Yeah, so what would you need if you're the Astros? Obviously, it's the bullpen. That was a problem in this series. Verlander's actually under contract for 2 more years. Maybe that was the hangup. I don't know. But you got Verlander, Keuchel, Lance McCullers, Charlie Morton, McHugh, and Peacock. The Astros have enough starting pitching. They have to get some sort of relief effort. And the guy's name that keeps popping up, and this was the guy that I said the Dodgers should have targeted at the trade deadline because it's so familiar in the NL West, it's Brad Hand. And he didn't move at the trade deadline.
I don't know why he didn't move.
I don't either, and I don't know why a couple of these teams didn't. I mean, look at the Cubs. It's another team that could have used some bullpen help, right?
Yeah, the Cubs bullpen really could have used him.
So, you know, as far as the Astros go, they're going to be okay next year. They will have a legitimate chance to repeat. The Dodgers arbitration, they're okay. I mean, you got Yasmani Grandel, Alex Wood, who was great this year, Louis Avalon, Tony Cingrani, Josh Fields, Jock Peterson, Pedro Baez, Kike Hernandez, Yimi Garcia. They're going to be fine as far as arbitration-eligible players. Under contract, Adrian Gonzalez, he's not going to play for the Dodgers next year. I don't see that happening. I would expect them to move Gonzalez, but it has to be one of those deals where they pay a good chunk of his salary. He didn't even show up to a World Series game.
I don't even think he plays anymore.
He went back, on vacation.
Yeah, his back is gone.
Rich Hill's under contract, Kenley Jansen, Clayton Kershaw, Kente Maeda, Brandon McCarthy, Yasiel Puig is still under contract. Very, very favorable. The fact is, he's going to make $7 million next season. Justin Turner's under contract, so the Dodgers are going to be fine as well. Dave Roberts talked about what he told his team last night and really just reflected on the entire season.
Just told them there's a lot to be proud of. We fell short. That was a good ball club over there. What we accomplished this season and how to see these guys come together as men, as a team, really special group of men. Just not hang your heads. One team can only win this, and it's a great ball club over there. And there won't be a hangover. They'll be more incentivized. And I think they'll be hungry, and we went a little bit further than we did last year. It's a tough one. I believed in our guys. I know we had the talent, and we just didn't get it done. So we just got to, again, regroup and get to this point again next year.
How much money did Cody Bellinger make this season for the Dodgers?
I couldn't tell you.
$500,000.
Smart.
See, yeah, so Adrian Gonzalez, I mean, Adrian Gonzalez is going to make $21 million.
Ugh.
But Cody Bellinger made $500,000. What did Corey Seager make?
It has to be low, a little more than Bellinger, probably like $600,000.
$575,000. Chris Taylor, what did he make?
$300,000?
$540,000.
I love Chris Taylor.
Oh, I do, too. One of the things that worried me about the Dodgers early on in the season was when Andrew Toles went down, leadoff hitter playing center field. Now, that's a guy that I definitely, if you don't know Andrew Toles' story, look it up, read it. You'll fall in love with that guy. Love watching Andrew Toles play baseball. When he went down, tore his ACL trying to save a no-hitter late in a contest, early on in the season. And I thought, you know, they're going to be fine through the regular season. How do you replace Andrew Toles' production come postseason? They did it with Chris Taylor. And you watch Chris Taylor when he was with Seattle, and you watch the mechanics that he had in the box and look at the way he changed it. He is a leadoff guy with some heavy, heavy power. And last night, he started things off with a double. He started the World Series off with a solo shot to left field. I'm with you. I love Chris Taylor as well. Looking at these two teams, is there any reason to not believe that odds are we're going to get Dodgers-Astros again?
I like the match. I think going forward, yeah, because the Dodgers probably won't settle. There's no salary cap. They're going to spend money. And they can go out and they can add somebody a big name wise. And
Giancarlo Stanton.
That's who I'm going with. I think they're gonna. It's going to be interesting to see where he lands because the Marlins are going to start selling these players off.
He's due to make a lot of money in a really, really long period of time. It's not as if it's a backloaded contract. It's not as if it's at the end of a massive deal. He's signed to like what 2023 or something like that. I don't have the logistics in front of me. Yeah, I could see the Dodgers making a pull for him. I really don't think the Astros go out and nab anyone big as far as free agents go. Again, I think they just work out their bullpen. But Andrew Friedman did a lot to get the Dodgers' salary down. This is a team with deep pockets. I agree. I mean, the Astros are more prone to just build with what they have.
And the Dodgers go out and spend and just buy who they want.
Yeah, that's probably what happens. We've got a break once again. We'll return, put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
At Castleview Physical Therapy, they know your health is very important to you. That is why they take pride in offering you the highest quality of rehabilitation. Castleview is the only clinic in the area to be able to offer aquatic therapy. Their warm water pool is inviting and effective in providing a safe method to heal injuries. They are happy to offer this service that has been proven to be one of the best rehab environments to make exercise safer, more relaxing, and less painful. Come in and see how Castleview's aquatic therapy can help make your road to recovery a pleasant one. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 636-4841.
BentMetalOffroad.com. It is the only name you need to know for customization of your side-by-side, cages, windshield, seats, bumpers, or performance products. See the possibilities at BentMetalOffroad.com.
We are back from commercial break, and it all comes down to this frame. A man-child with a dream to top a bowling giant. If he strikes, he's the tour champion. He's got one foot in the frying pan and one in the pressure cooker. Believe me, as a former bowler, I know that right about now, your bladder feels like an about-to-erupt volcano.
Gateway Lanes on Main Street and Helper.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey is a board-certified general surgeon in our area that schedules office visits in both Price and Castledale. Dr. Jeffrey has experience with breast surgery, gallbladder, pancreatic, liver disease, and upper and lower gastrointestinal disease. And, of course, common preventative procedures such as endoscopy or colonoscopy. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Jeffrey for either Price or Castledale, call 613-7874. That's 613-7874.
Your car hasn't been running right, and you finally have a weekend free to start working on it. Well, lucky for you, J&D Automotive has extended their Saturday hours to help you get what you need to get the job done. J&D Auto's parts department will be open from 9 to 5 on Saturdays. At J&D Auto, you'll find name brand parts and an expert staff who can make sure you're getting all you need to get the job done right. The next time you're looking for the right part to get the job done, head to J&D Automotive on Main Street in Castledale. And now on Saturdays from 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Jason Kidd. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Bescarini, KOAL, 750 AM.
Back to put the final touches on this edition of the show. Tomorrow, we'll focus heavily on football. But speaking of football, we got a game tonight. Your New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets on KOAL tonight. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's football. I'm excited. The Jets.
It's a big game for the Jets.
It's a big game for Buffalo. They can get a half game behind New England in the race. The Bills are going to make the playoffs. It's going to be entertaining, I think.
Again, if someone would have told me at the beginning of the season that the Jets and the Bills going into Week 9 would have a legitimate chance, both would have a chance to make the playoffs, and this Thursday night game was going to mean something, I would have laughed. But you don't count the Jets out yet. They've been competitive almost every single week.
2 weeks where they blew 14-point leads in the fourth quarter due to New England and Miami. Realistically, they could be 6-2 as well.
It's possible that they could. You know, and looking at the AFC right now, they're a game out of the playoffs.
Like they're time.
They're a game in the win column out of the playoffs right now. Now, we're at the midway point. I get that. But at the same time, the Jets have exceeded a lot of people's expectations. Final score in tonight's game, the Jets get the win at home, or are you rolling with Tyrod Taylor and company?
Tyrod Taylor and company win 2017.
Good game, though. Okay, no Kelvin Benjamin tonight. He was acquired by the Bills at the trade deadline. He will not play tonight. He will play next week. He's going to engage in pregame warm-ups tonight for the Bills. And again, we will get you out to that game at roughly 6 o'clock. That's when Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli will begin their pregame coverage, Westwood One's coverage of NFL football tonight. He's Travis Anderson. I'm Jordan Buscarini. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe. We are out.
Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price. Marty's Pawn and Arcade features the finest in sports memorabilia, autographed items, collectible art, and so much more. No matter what sideline you're on, they'll have your favorite team's collectibles. No team is out of market at Marty's Pawn and Arcade. From past legends to current stars, Marty's Pawn has the sports memorabilia you're looking for. That's Marty's Pawn and Arcade.